今天晚上继续我们下礼啊上礼拜六跟大家来学习无知的人。
Tonight I'd like to continue our study from last Sabbath, all foolish ones.
主耶稣在四福音里面有四次提到无知的人。
In the Gospels, four times Lord Jesus mentioned foolish ones.
那我们要来了解哈，从主耶稣的眼光来看，我们是不是也是无知的人
？So let's study through the perspective of the Lord Jesus and see if we are a foolish person.
因为每一个人在看事情啊，这个都是相对的。
Because many things in the world are relative.
所以没有一个绝对的对。
So there's no absolute.
但是当我们来到神的面前，就是绝对的。
But before God, everything is absolute.
所以神看为无知就是无知。
So what is foolish in the eyes of God is foolish.
那我们现在看，路加二十三章。
So let's turn to the Gospel of Luke, chapter 23.
路加二十三章。
Luke 23.
二十三章的三十四节。
Chapter 23, verse 34.
这里主耶稣说：“父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们不晓得。”
Here Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing."
如果我们从英文再翻回来中文，就是说。主啊，赦免他们，因为他们不知道他们在做什么。如果我们看这些钉主耶稣十字架的这一些人哈，在他们看来，他们一定知道我在做什么。
If you look at the people who nailed Jesus on the cross, they should know what they're doing.
约翰福音里面呢、记载有好几次他们要把主耶稣杀掉。
In the Gospel of John, there are many recordings about how these people.Plotted to kill Jesus.
那为什么要把主耶稣杀掉？
And why did they want to kill Jesus?
主要是因为对主耶稣不认识。
Primarily, it was because they did not know who Jesus was.
我们现在看约翰福音第八章。
Let's turn to John chapter 8.
约翰福音第八章。
John chapter 8.
五十八节
，verse 58。
耶稣说：“我实在告诉你，还没有亚伯拉罕就有我。”五十九节
，59。
于是他们拿石头要打他，耶稣却躲避往殿里出去了。
Verse 58. I tell you the truth, Jesus answered, "Before Abraham was born, I am." 59. At this, they picked up stones to stone him, but Jesus hid himself, slipping away from the temple grounds.
我们看这些人要拿石头把主耶稣打死。
So these people picked up stones to stone Jesus.
对他们来讲他们知道他们在做什么。
To them, they knew exactly what they're doing.
因为他们认为主耶稣亵渎神。
Because they believe that Jesus blasphemed against God.
因为在他们看来，主耶稣还没有五十岁。
Because in their eyes, Jesus was not yet 50 years old.
但是五十六节说亚伯兰欢欢喜喜仰望我的日子。
In verse 56, it says, Abraham rejoiced at the thought of seeing my day.
那看见就欢喜快乐。
And he saw it and was glad.
那对犹太人来讲，你还没有五十岁，亚伯兰是几千年前的人，什么他在仰望你的日子呢
？So, to the Jews, Jesus is not yet 30 years old, and Abraham is thousands of years old.
亚伯拉罕是他们所尊重的一个祖宗。
And Abraham is a respected forefather. How can you rejoice at the thought of seeing him?
他们很自傲地认为我们是亚伯拉罕的子孙。
And the Jews believe fully with all their heart that they are descendants of Abraham.
那五十八节主耶稣讲的他们根本就听不懂。
And so in verse 58, they couldn't understand what Jesus was saying.
还没有亚伯拉罕就有我了。
that before Abraham, I was born.
哦，我们如果看英文圣经哦，那个亚伯拉罕用过去式。
So if you here it says Abraham was born past tense.
那就有我了，用现在式。
And I am is present tense.
就是亚伯拉罕死了。啊、还没有亚伯拉罕就有我了，就是亚伯拉罕已经过去了、啊、在他之前我就存在了。
That is to say here、Abraham is already passed, yet before he was even born、哦、Jesus already existed、
嗯、因为耶稣就是神。
For Jesus is God、
哦、但是他们听不懂。
But the Jews、哦、couldn't understand.
所以那时都要把他们主耶稣打死。
So they picked up stones、哦、to stone him.
因此主耶稣才说他们不知道他们在做什么。
That's why Jesus said, for they do not know what they're doing.
他们不知道他要拿石头把他打死那个其实就是神成为人来世界要救人。
They didn't know that the person that they wanted to stone was God in the flesh.
好，我们现在再看约翰福音第五章。
So let's turn to John chapter 5.
十八节。
Verse 18.
约翰福音第五章的十八节。
John chapter 5, verse 18.
所以犹太人越发想要杀他，因为不但干犯了安息日，并且称神为他的父，将自己和神当作平等。所以说犹太人要杀主耶稣。
So here it says that the Jews try to kill Jesus.
他主要的动机、啊、不是出于嫉妒。
And they didn't want to do this out of jealousy.
是出于宗教上的热忱。
But it was out of religious zeal.
两个原因。
For two reasons.
第一个，他们认为主耶稣犯了安息日。
First, Jesus, they believe that Jesus broke the Sabbath.
那在这个第五章里面、啊、主耶稣叫一个患了38年病的人起来走。
In chapter 5 earlier, Jesus had healed a person who was lame for 38 years.
那他们觉得犯了安息日，这个如果没有办理他，将来、大家都照着他去做了。
And he had done this on a Sabbath day, and therefore breaking the Sabbath day, and so the Jews had to deal with this.
所以拿安息日用石头把他打死。
And so they tried to stone him.
哦，好像当时旧约时代违反安息的一个拿财呀、啊，被抓到了，不晓得怎么办。摩西也不晓得怎么办，那就问神，神说拿石头把他打死。
Just like in the Old Testament, when somebody attempted to light fire, And Moses didn't know what to do, and God said that the person should be stoned.
那到底主耶稣有没有犯安息日？
So did Jesus in fact break the Sabbath?
好，我们看十七节。
So let's read 17.
耶稣对他们说：“我父做事，直到如今，我也做事。”
Jesus said to them, "My Father is always at his work to this very day, and I too am working."
好，说主耶稣做事是因为天父在做事。
So Jesus is working because the Father is working.
啊，主耶稣成为人本身了，人本身算不了什么，没有办法叫一个三十八年的人起来走。
Jesus as a man alone cannot heal a lame who had a person who had been lame for 38 years.
那这个三十八年的这个血。这个人可以起来走，是因为天父在做事，神在做事。
And so the lame person could be healed because the Father in heaven was working as well.
所以从安息日看起来，安息日行善是可以的。
So according to the Sabbath, then it is okay to do work on Sabbath day.
因为安息日是要为人设立的。
Because the Sabbath was made for man.
人不是为安息日设立的。
And not man for the Sabbath.
但是犹太人他们抓住了字句，他不晓得安息日真正的意思。
But the Jews didn't understand the true meaning of Sabbath. They interpreted it literally.
所以要把主耶稣杀掉。
And that's why they plotted to kill Jesus.
因此主耶稣才说，他们不知道他们在做什么。
And that is why Jesus again said they do not know what they're doing.
主耶稣来世界是要把真正的安息日啊，把它表现出来，就怎么在安息日里面来啊。遵守这一天。
Jesus came into the world to reveal the true meaning of the Sabbath day.
但是他们不晓得要把他杀掉。
But the Jews couldn't understand, so they tried to kill him.
那下去说，又将自己和神当作平等。
Then in verse 18, it further states that Jesus was equating himself to God.
因为他说，我父做事，我也做事。
Because he said, my father is working and I am too.
他把神当作父。
Jesus treated God as father.
那他把神当作父，就是表示说他自己跟神是同类的。
And so when he treats God as father, he already put himself in the same category as God.
对犹太人来讲，神是神，人是人，这个两个差很多。
To the Jews, God is God, man is man. There is a great divide, great distinction.
所以主耶稣说，我父做事，他听不懂。
So,
他们听不懂。
Jesus, when Jesus said, my father is working, the Jews couldn't understand.
那如果我们从属灵上来看，我们就看得懂。
But from a spiritual perspective, this is very clear.
主耶稣来世界作为人。
Jesus came into the world as man, but he is God himself.
所以他称那个称差遣他来的那一位神做父。
That is why he calls the one who sent him God, a father.
他本来就是神。
But he is God.
那成为人，他叫做神的儿子。
And by becoming man, he became the son of God.
所以这个犹太人我们这样看起来，他们要杀主耶稣实在是无知。
So looking at these points, then we can see that it is trying to kill Jesus is a person who tries to kill Jesus is foolish.
所以主耶稣才说赦免他们。
So that's why Jesus says to forgive them.
为什么要赦免他们？
Why forgive them?
因为主耶稣没有罪。
Because Jesus was without sin.
逼迫义人，把义人钉在十字架，这个罪很重。
But the one who persecutes a righteous man and crucifies him has done great sin.
那这件事情就告诉我们很重要的一个原则。
So then we can learn of a principle.
我们在信仰生活有热心，这是好的，但是要有真知识。
That we can be zeal in our religious beliefs and in our faith, but we must have true understanding.
如果没有真知识，只有热心，这个热心有时候对一个人反而不好。
Because without true knowledge, without true understanding, and with zeal without true understanding may actually become an obstacle.
我们现在看那个罗马书第四章啊，保罗怎么说？
So let's turn to Romans chapter 4 and see what Paul says.
罗马书第四章。
I'm sorry, Romans chapter 10.
第二节。
Verse 2.
罗马书第十章第二节。
Romans chapter 10, verse 2.
我可以证明他们向神有热心，但不是按着真知识。这里讲这个犹太人。
Here is talking about the Jews.
向神有热心，但不是按着真知识。
That they have zeal for God, but their zeal is not based on knowledge.
那个真知识是什么？
So what is this knowledge?
就是第三节。
It's stated in verse 3.
因为不知道神的义，想要立自己的义。
That they did not know the righteousness that comes from God, but want to establish their own righteousness.
那什么叫做神的义？
So what is God's righteousness?
神的义就是借着耶稣基督在十字架上成全。
God's righteousness was fulfilled when Lord Jesus was crucified on the cross.
今天我们叫信耶稣受洗啊，我们就有神的义。
And so today, when we believe in Jesus and be baptized, we receive God's righteousness.
那
righteousness.
什么是自己的义？
So what is our own righteousness?
自己的义就是靠自己的行为去守摩西的律法。
So self-righteousness then is to trying to fulfill the law of Moses through our own conducts.
这个是不可能的。
Because it is impossible.
所以犹太人很热心啊，但是他没有这个真知识。
So the Jews are very zealous, but they do not have true knowledge.
所以最后把耶稣钉在十字架。
In the end, they end up crucifying Jesus on the cross.
那这一节圣经也在讲保罗本身呢。
This verse also talks about Paul himself.
保罗逼迫基督徒。
Paul persecuted Christians.
腓立比书里面讲得很清楚。
It is clearly stated in the book of Philippians.
我们看那个腓立比书。
Philippians.
腓立比书第三章。
Philippians chapter 3.
第五节。
Verse 5.
腓立比书第三章的第五节。
Philippians chapter 3, verse 5.
我第八天受割礼，我是以色列族便雅人支派的人，我是希伯来人所生的希伯来人。就律法上来说，我是法利赛人。第六节。
Verse 6.
就热心上来，我是逼迫教会的。这个保罗说，就热心上来说，我是逼迫教会。
Here Paul talks about himself and says, as for zeal, he persecuted the church.
所以保罗逼迫基督是不是也出于热心？
So when Paul persecuted Christians, it was out of zeal.
但是他没有真知识。
But it was without knowledge.
从神看起来，保罗不知道他在做什么。
So in God's eyes, Paul didn't know what he was doing.
那后来保罗信了耶稣以后
，So later when Paul believed,
他自己说我是一个罪人。
He called himself a sinner.
而且我是罪人的头。
He called himself the chief of all sinners.
那为什么他会说他是罪人的头呢？
Why is he the chief of all sinners?
因为他说我是带头逼迫耶稣的。
Because he says I led the persecution of Christ.
那这个带头逼迫耶稣是出于他宗教的热忱。
And his persecution of Christ came out of his religious zeal.
但是因为出于无知，所以在神面前他变成罪人的头。
But he did not have knowledge, and so therefore, in God's eyes, he became the chief of all sinners.
所以这个告诉我们，我们今天在服侍神，热心非常好。
So here, it tells us that it is wonderful to have zeal for God.
但是我们需要有真知识。
But we must have knowledge.
所以我们才知道我们在做什么。
So that we can know what we're doing.
因此保罗信了耶稣以后。
So after Paul converted,
他向神问两个问题。
He asked God two questions.
第一个，你是谁？
First, who are you?
很显然，他过去很热心哦，但是你是谁，他不知道。
So it is clear that even though he used to be very zealous, but he didn't know who God was.
神的奥秘就是耶稣。
The mystery of God is in Jesus Christ.
很多人很热心在拜神，不认识耶稣。
Many people worship God zealously, but they don't know Jesus.
保罗就是里面的一个。
And that included Paul.
那现在认识了耶稣，他还知道啊，我过去我是逼迫了神。
And so once he knew who Jesus was, he realized that he was persecuting God.
那第二个问题。
His second question.
主啊，你要我为你做什么？
He said, Lord, what shall I do for you?
这个也非常重要。
So this is important.
他还没有信耶稣以前。
Before he was converted.
他一直想为神做什么。
He wanted to do something for God.
但是我们看从圣经看起来，他想要为神做什么，并不是神想要他做的。
But from the Bible, we can see that what he wanted to do for God wasn't what God wanted him to do for God.
他想要为什么？他想要为神做什么，是因为他的热心。
He wanted to do something for God out of his own zeal.
但是他不知道神要他做什么，这是因为他的无知。
But he didn't know what God wanted him to do, and this is out of his ignorance.
所以保罗在没有信耶稣以前的热心从神上看起来，不但天上没有奖赏，而且是罪人的头。
So, as before he was converted, Paul's zealousness was foolishness, and he became the chief of all sinners.
但是保罗信了主以后
，But after he believed in Christ,
他很热心。
He became zealous.
而且他也知道神要叫他做什么。
And he knew exactly what God wanted him to do.
所以他后半生那个热心呢，就是有真知识。
So the latter half of his life was full of knowledge.
但是他后半生对神的服事就有很大的果效。
And his work for God in the latter part of his life was also very effective.
不但可以荣耀神，得神的喜悦，也可以造就人，使教会兴旺。
Not only did his work glorify God, it edified man and prospered the church.
而且他要离世的时候，他说，美好的仗我打过了。
Before his life concluded, he said, I have fought a good fight.
那个美好的仗就是传福音。
And that good fight is preaching the gospel.
完成神要他做的工作。
To complete God's work for him.
当跑路的我跑尽了。
He ran the race.
有公义的冠冕为我存留。
And there is for him a crown of righteousness waiting for him.
他信耶稣以后，他有真知识。
For after he believed in Christ, he received true knowledge.
所以他的热心到最后的结果蒙神纪念。
So his zealousness became rewarded by God.
我说我们教会需要有更多热心的信徒。
And so in our church today, we need more people with zeal.
心里火热，常常服侍神。
We need people with a zealous fire burning in them for the Lord.
这样我们教会圣工一定会兴旺。
And that is how church work will prosper.
但是在热心的同时，我们要追求真知识。
But at the same time, we need to have zeal and knowledge.
那真知识从哪里来？
So where does this knowledge come from?
我们看哥罗西书。
Let's turn to Colossians.
哥罗西书第一章。
Colossians chapter 1.
第九节。
Verse 9.
哥罗西书第一章第九节。
Colossians chapter 1 verse 9.
因此 我们自从听见的日子，也就为你们不住的祷告祈求，愿你们在一切属灵的智慧悟性上满心知道神的旨意。
Verse 9, for this reason, since the day we heard about you, we have not stopped praying for you and asking God to fill you with the knowledge of his will through all spiritual wisdom and understanding.
好，这里在讲说属灵的智慧悟性上满心知道神的旨意。
Here, we're askingfor the fullness of the knowledge of God through all spiritual wisdom and understanding.
这个满心知道神的旨意，就是说每一件事情都知道神要我们怎么做。
To know fully the, God's will is to know what God wants us to do.
那这样我们所做的就能够蒙神喜悦。
And then what we do will be blessed by God.
每一件事情能够对得起神。
And will be pleasing to God.
那要做到满心知道神的旨意，要有属灵的智慧跟悟性。
So how do we come to understand God's will? It's through spiritual wisdom and understanding.
那这个智慧跟悟性就是从圣灵来的。
And these things come from the Holy Spirit.
就是被圣灵充满。
And we will have this when we are full with the Holy Spirit.
从神的话来的。
And through the Word of God.
所以我这样看起来，我们一个人要服侍神，不能够不读圣经。
So if a person wants to serve God, the person must read the Bible.
我们不读圣经，我们怎么知道神的旨意是什么？
Because if we don't read the Bible, how do we know the will of God?
我们不能够不祷告。
We must pray.
如果我们没有被圣灵充满，我们怎么能够看清楚神的旨意是什么？
If we're not filled with the Holy Spirit, how can we see the will of God?
我们看以赛亚书的十一章。
Let's turn to Isaiah 11.
以赛亚书十一章。
Isaiah chapter 11.
第二。
Verse 2.
以赛亚书十一章的第二。
Isaiah chapter 11, verse 2.
这里说，神的灵住在他身上，就是他有智慧和聪明的灵，有谋略和能力的灵，知识和敬畏神的灵。
Verse 2, the Spirit of the Lord will rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and of understanding, the Spirit of counsel and of power, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord.
主耶稣是一个木匠的儿子啊。
Our Lord Jesus is a son of a carpenter.
但是这里说神的灵住在他身上。
But here it says that the Spirit of God will rest on him.
他就不一样啊。
That's how he is different.
他有智慧跟聪明。
He has spirit and understand. He has wisdom and understanding.
就是去了解神的事情。
To know the things of God.
十二岁，他的智慧身量都成长，就他的属灵智慧已经相当的成熟。
At the age of 12, he grew in stature and in wisdom.
那下面说谋略跟能力的灵。
And then he has counsel and power.
这个能力需要有一个谋略，在后面在引导。
So you must have The power must be accompanied by good counsel.
你如果有能力没有谋略，你这个能力可能用错了。
If you only have power without good counsel, then you might misuse the power.
那如果只有谋略没有能力，也不能做什么。
But if you only have counsel without power, then you'll be useless.
那两个合在一起，主耶稣就能够把神的国在地面上建立起来。
But with the two, with the combination of the two, you can build the kingdom of God on earth.
好，那接下来就是知识和敬畏神的灵。
Then you need the spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord.
如果只有知识没有敬畏，魔鬼也就是魔鬼啊。
If you only have knowledge without the fear, then you will be like you'll be like Satan.
魔鬼也知道神啊。
Because Satan knows God.
但他没有敬畏。
But they do not fear God.
那这个圣灵就让我们有神的知识，也对神有敬畏的心。
So the Holy Spirit will give us the wisdom and the fear of the Lord.
所以我们要做一个不要做一个在神面前无知的人，就是要被圣灵充满，然后对神的话有深入的了解。
So to not be a foolish person and before God, we have to understand. We have to have knowledge and fear of the Lord.
所以这需要一段时间啊。
And this takes time.
我们再看下面一个，路加福音二十四章。
Let's turn back to Luke, chapter 24.
路加福音二十四章。
The book of Luke, chapter 24.
二十五节。
Verse 25.
路加福音二十四章二十五节。
Luke, chapter 24, verse 25.
耶稣对他们说：“无知的人啊！” 先知所说的一切话，你们信得太迟钝。
25. He said to them, How foolish you are, and how slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken.
这里记载两个门徒要离开以马处事去。
Here, two disciples were going to Emmaus.
那是主耶稣复活，但是还没有升天以前所发生的事情。
This is after Jesus had resurrected, but before he ascended.
那这两个门徒经过主耶稣的辅导以后，那一天晚上他马上就回耶路撒冷去了。
So after being counseled by the Lord Jesus that night, the two disciples turned around and went back to Jerusalem.
他没有在那里过一夜。
They didn't stay for the night.
因为主耶稣跟他们讲话，一路跟他们讲话，心里热起来。
Because when Jesus talked to them, their hearts began to stir.
三十二节说他给我们讲解圣经的时候，我们岂不是心里火热吗？
That's why in verse 32 it says, were not our hearts burning while he talked with us?
那个火热就是属灵的火热。
And that burning is the spiritual fire.
就是对神的事情已经热起来了。
It is to be zealous toward the things of God.
本来他们在耶路撒冷看耶稣后来被钉十字架。
Before they were in Jerusalem and they watched Jesus being crucified on the cross.
也死了。
And then died.
那后来人又说耶稣复活。
And later they heard that possibly Jesus resurrected.
对这两个门徒他就半信半疑。
And these two disciples were doubtful.
因为从来没有什么死人在复活。
Because they've never heard of the dead being resurrected.
那因为半信半疑那本来他对主耶稣有一点吸引力，就留在耶路撒冷现在半信半疑，就心就越来越冷，就离开耶路撒冷。
Because they were half believing and they were doubtful, and so they might have stayed. If they believed, they might have stayed in Jerusalem. But because they were doubtful, so they left.
那这个有一些属灵的含义
So there are some spiritual meanings here.
耶路撒冷是神的殿的所在。
Jerusalem is the temple of God.
是以色列百姓信仰的中心。
It is the center of the faith of the Israelites.
所以圣经才讲耶路撒冷愿你得到平安。
So that is why the Bible says, O Jerusalem, peace to you.
耶路撒冷愿你兴旺。
Jerusalem, may you prosper.
愿我们的脚站在你的城内。
May our foot be within your city walls.
那个耶路撒冷是什么？
So what is Jerusalem?
就是神的殿，神的城。
It is the temple of God and the city of God.
今天就是真教会。
And today it is the church.
那为什么？为什么有时候我们会过一个离开教会很远的生活
？So why is it that sometimes we live a life that is far away from church?
离开很远不一定指的说距离很远。
Being far away may not be a physical distance.
也就是说，那个心对教会冷淡。
But meaning that our hearts are distant from church.
所以生活好像离开耶路撒冷往以马处事去，往世俗一直努力，但是对神的事情不痛不痒。
So that our lives are far from God. Our faith is on the road to Emmaus, and our faith grows cold against the things of God.
因为如果这两个门徒心里火热，当晚马上就回来。
But the two disciples, when their hearts began to burn, they turned back immediately.
如果今天我们三后岁所有三后岁信耶稣受洗过的人心里火热，今天晚上这个聚会的地方坐不下去。
So if today all those members who was baptized in the San Jose Church were hearts were burning, we would be packed tonight.
但是人如果心里一冷下去，借口很多。
But when a person's heart is cold, there are many, many excuses.
我很累
I'm
tired. 我还有很多事情还没有做完。
I have a lot of things to do. Lots of excuses.
但是心里一热起来借口都不要借口，心里一热起来，你很想去。
But when your heart is burning, you don't need any excuses. You want to go to church.
你觉得来到教会很满足。
Because you are fulfilled when you come, you're joyful.
那没有来到教会，你觉得心里很难过。
And when you don't come to church, you feel very uneasy.
好像主耶稣心里被神的灵在烧一样。他为神的殿在着急一样。
And as if your heart is burning for the church, burning for the things of God.
不是谁勉强他的。
Nobody will need to force you.
是因为他心很火热。
But because your heart is burning.
而且在这个过程当中，主耶稣开他们眼睛。
And on the road, the Lord Jesus also opened their eyes.
他们本来到了那一段路还要 到一个城市就停下来了。
When they were about to stay at this city on the way,
那本来这个这个人哈、哦，跟他们同走的人要继续走下去、啊。
And this person that the disciples were talking to was going to go forward.
他们就
go on,
留他住下来。
They asked this person to stay.
那正在吃晚餐要祝谢擘饼的时候。
And when they were at the table and they took bread and gave thanks.
31节说他眼睛明亮。
In verse 31, it says their eyes were open.
这才认出他来。
And then they recognized him.
认出谁？
Who did they recognize?
认出刚刚跟我们走那个就是耶稣啊。
They recognized that the person that had been walking along with them was Jesus.
所以他们本来半信半疑，哎，人说耶稣复活是真的吗？
So originally they were kind of half-hearted believing that is it really true that Jesus resurrected?
所以信心越来越冷淡，就走了，回家去了。
Their faith became cold, and so they left Jerusalem and decided to go home.
那现在眼睛一开，发现哎。耶稣还活着啊，跟我们走这么久，跟我们一直在讲话啊。
But once their eyes were open, they realized that they were talking to Jesus, and Jesus was talking to them.
那三十一节说，忽然不见了。
And then in 31, it says suddenly he disappeared.
诸位，不是变魔术啊，你怎么忽然不见了？
Is this magic? He just disappeared?
你在桌上跟一桌人吃饭，难道一个人忽然不见吗？大概是就桌下找一找，就在那里吧。
When you're sitting around a table with a group of people and a person suddenly disappears, well, the person is probably under the table.
那为什么耶稣忽然不见呢？
So how come Jesus suddenly disappeared?
因为那是灵体啊。
Because he was in spiritual form.
灵体在这里就在这里，门关着要出去也可以出去啊。
Because in the spiritual form, the door could be shut and he could still exit.
所以这两个门徒眼睛一开，发现真的。主耶稣复活了，就跟我们在一起了。
So the disciples, when their eyes were open, they recognized and realized that Jesus was among them, right there with them.
心里又火热，马上就回头。
And their hearts began to burn, so they turned around.
我们今天对世界眼睛太亮了。
Today, our eyes are see too clearly of the things of the world.
我们知道世界的价值。
Because we know the value of the things of the world.
追求知识，追求钱财，追求物质上的丰富。
So we pursue after knowledge, after material things, and after status.
大家都知道这个价值。
Because we all know of those values.
但是可惜的是什么？
But what's unfortunate?
我们眼睛没有开。
Is that our eyes are truly not open.
没有看到属灵的美好跟属灵的价值。
We don't see the values of the spiritual things and of the spiritual values.
所以对属灵的事情没有兴趣。
So we have no interest in things of the spirit.
真的是这样吗？
That is how it is.
有一次有一个教会在布道会。
There was once a spiritual convocation.
寄了好多的传单
Evangelical service. And many flyers were sent out.
花了大概1000多块美金。
The church spent about $1,000.
大概来了几个人坐了两天晚上。
A few people came and stayed for a few nights.
那负责人就说，我们那个传单如果改，怎样让你 SAT 考1500分？哇，那天晚上一定坐满了。
So then somebody suggested that, well, if we change our flyer to say, by coming to this seminar, you can score 1500 on the SAT. I bet you the house will be packed.
如果那个传单写怎么样让你年纪到老不会生病晚上那些老人已经坐满。
Or if you put on the flyer how to grow old without illness, the house we packed as well.
或者说怎样保证你找到工作，年薪10万，年轻人都�做满了。
Or to guarantee $100,000 of salary per year.
怎么信耶稣得永生？这个太难了。
But if you want to talk about how to believe in Jesus and how to receive eternal life, nobody has interest.
因为我们眼睛没有开。
Because our eyes are not open.
好，我们先来看以弗所书。
So let's turn to Ephesians.
第一章。
Chapter 1.
以弗所书第一章。
Ephesians chapter
1. 十七节。
Verse 17.
以弗所书第一章十七节。
Ephesians chapter 1, verse 17.
求主我们主耶稣的灵荣耀的父将那四位智慧和启示的人给你们，使你们真知道他。十八节。
18.
并且照明你们心中的眼睛，使你们知道他的恩召有何等的指望，他在圣徒中的职业有何等丰盛的荣耀，并且他向我们信的人所显的能力是何等的大。这里再提到三件事。
Here mentions three things.
就是我们信耶稣以后，
that after we believe in the Lord Jesus,
我们的盼望是何等的好。
How great is our hope?
我们的荣耀何等的丰盛。
How full is our glory?
神在我们身上能力是何等的大。
And how great powers we have.
这个都是从主耶稣来的。
These are all from the Lord Jesus.
所以主耶稣才告诉他们说无知的人。
So that is why Jesus calls them you foolish people.
先知所说的话你们信得太迟钝了。
You are dull to believe in the words of the prophet.
因为主耶稣要来世界，要被钉十字架，要复活，旧约圣经都预言得很清楚。
Because the scriptures are already prophesied about Lord Jesus coming into the world and being crucified.
信得太迟钝了，就是说信不下去了。
So if you believe too late, then you don't believe.
如果他们真的相信得下去，相信真的耶稣复活，他就不会离开耶路撒冷。
If they truly believed in Jesus, fully, they would not have left Jerusalem.
人类历史里面只有主耶稣是神预先计划，不是偶然生下来。
In the history of human beings, Lord Jesus is the only person.Whose lives and whose birth has been predicted.
所以在公元七百年前，以赛亚书就写得非常清楚。
In 700 BC, before Jesus was born, in the book of Isaiah was already clearly written about the life of Jesus.
这个好像那个剧本已经写好了，时间到了，就叫那剧本这样一直演下去。
It's like the script was already written, and when the time is ripe, each act will be performed.
所以保罗他只拿旧约圣经，但是被神的灵开启他的心。他能够解出新约很多以主耶稣为中心的书信。
So when even though Paul only read the Old Testament, but with the Spirit of God, he was able to reveal many of the mysteries spoken by Jesus.
他在神面前，这不是无知。
But before God, he is no longer foolish before God.
了解得很清楚。
Because he had a clear understanding.
信心很坚定。
He had a strong faith.
那当时的犹太人也拿旧约圣经。
And the Jews at the time held the same Bible, same
就是看不懂,
Old Testament, but they didn't understand.
没有圣灵开启, 看不懂。
They didn't have the Holy Spirit, so they couldn't understand.
看不懂就是无知的。
And when if you don't understand, then you are a fool.
信心就没有办法产生。
And you don't have faith.
看得懂。
But if you understood,
我们认识得很清楚。
We can have a clear understanding.
我们就有信心。
Then you can have faith.
所以我们要做一个在神面前不要做一个无知的人。
So let's not be a fool before God.
我们信心才会坚定。
Then we can build our faith.
我们不要做无知的人，这样我们才会知道我们自己在做什么。
Let's not be a fool so that we know what we're doing.
唱诗。
Let's sing him.
352.
352.